Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Road, with your hosts, Brother Oscar York and Chris Ethridge, where we are putting a snap in your Christian walk. Brother Oscar, Brother Chris, where are you? Time to come on.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah, well, we're already here. Hey.
We are here.
That's right. We are here. Another day. Tuesday.
Today. Thank you.
We are here. We really thank you. All that support and love that they be showing us,
Amen.
Brother Oscar. Oh, man. I mean, boy, that is really wonderful. There you go. There we go. Yes. We really thank you for that outpouring and of the support on this Tuesday. It is August 13th, 2019. It is 11:06 a.m. Pacific Standard Time in the great state of California, Anaheim. It is sunny and currently 77 degrees. And it's going to be later on today. It's going to be a lot warmer, but it is visibility-wise 6 miles. The air quality is good. The wind is at southwesterly winds at 3 miles an hour. And the humidity here in Anaheim, California is 59%. And it's going to be a high today of 87 degrees. It's feeling really hot. I was talking to my wife just momentarily ago. I said, let me get this AC going in this car.
Yes, sir.
And, yeah, and so, yeah, it's going to be a low tonight of 63 degrees here in Anaheim in Southern California. As we make our way back up to West Sacramento, we got a little drive, but so far so good. And how are you, my beloved brother, out in the great state of Ohio today? And in the presence of my beloved brother, Oscar York, out of Miamisburg. What's going
yes,
on
sir.
With you?
Yes, sir. Oh, we're blessed, Brother Chris. My cup is running over. We are so blessed to be alive, Brother Chris. And you traveling back home. You traveling back home at this moment, right, Brother Chris?
At this moment, yes. She's driving right now, sitting right next to her. The kids are in the back. They been quiet because they don't be doing the broadcast.
I'm sorry. Well, tell them thank you. Thank you for Brother York.
Oh, he said thank you, everybody. Brother
that.
York.
I appreciate
he
that.
He said appreciate that, you know, working with us like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I do. But, Brother
right.
Chris, we're blessed. We thank the Lord for watching over us on last night as we slept and slumbered and woke us up to a day that none of us have witnessed before. A second chance, another chance to make it right with Him. Another chance to get closer and closer with Him, to have a closer walk with Him. And Brother Chris, that is a blessing within itself.
Yes.
Amen.
There you got it. Amen. You know, our beloved brother Oscar is going to bring us another wonderful lesson today on Jesus is coming, and he's taking his scriptural text from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 17 through 19, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 23 through 25, and also 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8. Through 13. So fasten your seatbelts because Brother Oscar is going to be taking us on a world tour through the Word of God. So
yes, sir.
We're on cruise control because he's going to give us a ride of our life through the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. And button them tight. I mean, fasten them tight, too, because this is going to be a ride. Might get rough, but fasten them tight.
That's right. Well, we hope that we might have a little turbulence or a little
bump
in there. You know, that comes with the territory. But you know what? God, wait, Brother Oscar, and I listen to the audience, he can smooth it all out.
Yes, he can. Yes, he can, and yes, he will. Amen, Brother Chris. Amen.
Yeah, we're pulling over to Walmart Supercenter and Ross right now. And the girls, I guess they're going to go in and get some last-minute items and stuff. But I'm just sitting in the car because it's hot out here. And I told them, you got to keep this AC on. It is burning up.
All right. Y'all hear that stuff? It's hot.
All right. Yeah, that's all good. Okay, now, so what's our first selection, my brother? You got it lined up?
Yeah, we got it lined up, Brother Chris. Our first selection is coming from Straight Company. We don't play Straight Company too much on the show, but we're going to change that. And the selection is...
That's right.
That's right, and the selection is Jesus. Jesus is coming. Jesus is definitely coming, and here we go.
All right.
Would you be safe if God would call you to thank you.
And my friends, he's definitely coming. Don't have any doubt about that. He is definitely coming.
That's right. Amen. We got to be prepared because immediately after tribulation, you know, it says that his appearance, he's going to cloud come with clouds and clouds with great glory, the scriptures say in the gospel according to Matthew. In those days shall the sun be darkened and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the Son of Man in the heaven, and then the tribes of the earth shall mourn, Brother Oscar, and our listening audience. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven in power and great glory, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, verse 31, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. That's in Gospel of Matthew chapter 24, verses 29 to 31, King James Version. Isn't that right?
That is correct, Brother Chris. And when he comes, he's coming back for his church.
That's right.
It's going to begin at the church. He's going to divide the sheep from the goats. And I don't know about you, my listener. I would rather go where it's cool inside. Because if you head to the other place, it's going to be hot, and hot.
Right. Definitely no air conditioning there.
Amen, not at all. So, our next election would be Chris Turner. It's cool.
Amen.
It's cool inside. Right. And it would definitely be cool in heaven. But we must be sure that we are heading to heaven. So we must be ready when he do come.
That's
here
correct.
We go.
All right.
Inside, so cool inside. Don't you want to go where it's cool inside? Dum 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 dum. By the power.
other place, which is H-E-L-L. And Jesus himself said that there would be gnashing and gashing of teeth, and there would be crying. Now, do you want to go to a place where you are suffering and frightened and darkness? I'd rather be where it's cool inside, Brother Chris.
That's right, that's right. That's why, behold, everybody, it says, he is coming with clouds, and every eye shall see him, even
Amen.
Those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. Revelation chapter 1, verse
amen.
7, that's correct.
Amen. That's so we better get ready, because he's definitely coming back. All right, this is our prayer time. And if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. The time to call in your request is now. If you have a prayer time, it's our prayer time, and if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the time to call it in is now. The number is 657-383-0883. Call it on in. And here we go.
That's right.
Our
Amen.
Prayer time.
Bye.
Amen. That was Radiant, the hour of prayer. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. Now, the scripture that we want to use for our prayer time is 2 Thessalonians 3, verses 1 through 4. Here, Paul says, finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men. For all men have not faith, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. Brother Chris.
That's right. Heavenly Father, Father Jehovah, we thank you once again for another wonderful day, Lord. And that, Father, we pray a special prayer for the York family. We pray for our dear beloved brother, Oscar, and his health, Father. Help him in his illness, Father, and that he can get his normalcy back of his limbs, of and help him, Father, that he may have better health, Father, and his diabetes. We pray, Father, for him. We pray, Father, for his family and my family, the Edwards family, and pray for the health of all our brethren, Father. And we pray also for the brother Bentley, who lost his wife, Sister Bentley, Father, a few days ago. We pray, Father, for their ministry. And, Father, we pray, Father, for our political candidates, and Father, we pray from the White House and every state represented in the union here in the United States of America. We pray for those running for 2020, Father, that they would implement tranquility, peace, and goodwill for all through legislation, Father. We pray for the crisis that we have in America, especially domestic terrorism. We pray, Lord, asking you to bless this country, Father, that we can get on and have more of a normal, peaceful society. Father, we pray also, Father, for those incarcerated, that programs like this can bless them and point them to Christ. And if they've been wrongly convicted of crimes, that they can have their sentence overturned, that justice will be served, and that they will glorify you in the process. We pray for those that have departed from church fellowship. Bless them, Father, through programs such as this, through the churches of Christ, that it can point them back to the cross, and that, Father, they will align their lives with the in the allegiance of Jesus Christ and work out their salvation, that we all, Father, together can make our election sure when this life is over, and secure our heavenly estate to be with you forever, Father. And this is our prayer for all, especially those for traveling grace, Father, for safe travels. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Chris, for that fine, fine prayer. And thank you for praying for me and my family.
Absolutely.
And Brother Chris always know how to approach the throne of grace on all our behalf. Now, we hope they prayed for something that was on your mind and that you needed praying for. And we hope that you listened to his prayer and that you prayed along with him. Now, what time is it? The time now is testimonial moments time.
That's right. That's
for
correct.
Testimonial moments. And if you have a testimony that you want to share with our listening audience, the time to call it in is now. Don't be afraid. We're not no booger bears around here. We ain't gonna bite. We're not gonna bite.
Oh my goodness! That's right.
So call it on in. Call it on in if you have a testimony that you want to share. I see people testimony on Facebook all the time, but I'm letting you know you can call it here also on Chatting from the Word. If you have a testimony that you can share that can help someone that's traveling this Christian route. Here we come, testimonial moments.
That's right.
This is testimonial moment where you, a listener, can share a moment of time with our
testimony that you want to share with our audience, the time to call in is now. The number is 657-383-0883. If you have a testimony that you can share and that can help someone along this Christian journey, the time to call it in is now. You can share it now if you so desire.
Amen.
It's testimonial moment. Well, Brother Chris, it looks like we have no one who wants to share. And maybe you want to share tomorrow. We'll be here tomorrow, the same time, same station. And you can call it in tomorrow. Like we said, the number is 657-383-0883. All right. Since we have no one to call in, the time, I know most people might be saying, oh, not again. Yes, again. We are asking for sponsorship. We are asking for you to help us out here. Help us to bring Chatting from the Word on the air. Help us to keep Chatting from the Word, chatting about the Word. Whatever you send, it would be appreciated. If it's a dollar. Now imagine if 300 listeners send us a dollar. That's $300. Or if it's two. That doubles it, if it's 10. Whatever you send in will be very much appreciated. If we have placed nothing in your Christian walk, if we have provided some happiness or some way of showing you that the Lord really loves you, help us out here at Chatting from the Word. And churches, you can get involved too. Put us in your budget for 2019. Please do that. Please help us out here to keep this fine program on the air. Now, don't want to send the money to. I'm on PayPal. Just pull up the PayPal webpage and put in my email address, which is lowercase, OscarYork3443@gmail.com, and they will direct you from there how to do it. Please do that. Help us out here at Chatting from the Word. Now, you know myself, Brother Chris, we're on Facebook. We both have a Facebook account. And if you want to talk with us, contact us through Facebook. If not, like I said, you can contact me through my email address, which is lowercase OscarYork3443@gmail.com. And now, you know I have a web page. If you want to leave a line or two on my webpage, you are welcome to do that.
That's right.
My webpage is OscarPublishing.com. But while you're on my webpage, I have published two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sell for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendship, which also sell for $21.50. And if you want to purchase both books, both books are $43. We hope that you do that because proceeds will go towards Chatting from the Word. Now, you know my motto. When you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. Brother Chris.
You can reach Brother Chris at lowercase c, lowercase e, 06915@gmail.com. You can reach Brother Oscar and I, as Brother Oscar mentioned, on Facebook and Messenger, and also LinkedIn.com and Twitter. You can reach us anytime, 24/7. If you have any prayer requests, any constructive criticisms, this is an open forum. So we encourage you to call in. Let us know what you think of the program and that we can share stories with each other, and then we can encourage our listening audience and the way of Jesus Christ and eternal life. And so we want you to let us know what you think of the program, and if you have any questions regarding what we believe as members of the Churches of Christ, or regarding our convictions. We actually believe in the authenticity of the Bible, the prophecy, the validity, and the accuracy of sacred scripture. So we're going to give you thus saith the Lord, because after all, it's not going to be Brother Oscar opinion, Brother Chris opinion, or some creed book, some Baptist manual, some Catholic catechism, some pope or cardinal or Catholic priest, because we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Brother Oscar and our listening audience, that we may give an answer to those things that we have done in the body, whether they be good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5:10. So after all, it's going to be God's decision on where our eternity will be, either with God or eternally separated from God. So we want to make sure that we stay within God's ark of safety, so to speak, and that we may have an election sure and be with him forever in eternity. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
It is correct, Brother Chris. That is very much correct.
Somebody
Chris,
calling me. I'm about to decline that. All right. Yeah, go ahead.
No.
Yeah, I'm still with you. I had to decline
okay,
it. Somebody was calling me. Yeah.
Okay. Time is running down. I didn't know that we were this close to time and running out. Let me see here. We usually play a song at this time, but we're going to skip it, and we're going to let Brother Chris do the introduction.
All right. All right. So, you know, you fasten your seatbelts, as I said before, because our beloved brother, he's got a good one for us today. And it is Jesus is coming. So he's taking his scripture text from 1 Peter 4:17-19. So get your swords, get your Bibles, and 1 Corinthians 15:23-25, and also 2 Peter 3:8-13. So we want to, after the next song, we are maybe right. Maybe right after. Well, you gonna do another song before you come on, or
no,
you gonna
go,
do
go
it
ahead
right
with
after?
The introduction. Go ahead with the introduction.
All right.
Finish
okay.
Introduction.
All right. Now, so without further ado, we are going to give way to our beloved brother out of Miamisburg, Ohio, and he's got a good one for us again. It is Jesus is coming. So fasten your seatbelts and make sure you all strapped in, because he's going to take us on a cruise through the Word of God. And without further ado, I turn it over to Brother Oscar. Take it away.
Thank you, Brother Chris. I notice we don't have that much time. That's why we had to kind of talk it
right,
see how we're going
right.
to do this. But the message I have today is very important, because I read the other day, and I'm not going to call the religion group out, where they are saying that Christ isn't coming back, right? Because he has not come back yet. But I let you know, my listeners, that my Lord is coming back. That's what
right.
our faith should tell us, regardless who's saying that Christ isn't coming back. My Lord is not coming back. He's coming back. And many in the body of Christ even are giving up on Christ is coming. He
That's
is
right.
definitely coming back. And I liked what Peter said in Peter 4. I think Peter 4:17. Now, Peter, where I'm at, brother? Peter 3. Excuse
mm-hmm.
me, Peter 3. Let's go there first. Peter 3:8
right.
through 13.
Yeah,
Peter
second
said,
Peter.
But beloved. Right, it's second Peter. He said, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasty unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. I don't know about you, my friend, but I believe in Peter. And Peter said that my Lord is coming back. And Peter said he's coming back like a thief in the night. And most of you, if you had the experience of having your house broken into, you know a thief is not going to come and give you his calling card, as one may say. That thief is coming at a time that you don't even much know. That thief will come at a time when you are not home. That thief will come at a time when you're not thinking about protecting your asset. That thief is coming. And here Peter said that Christ's coming is going to be just like that. It is going to be like a thief in the night. And the only thing we can be today in the body of Christ is to be prepared for his coming, regardless of when he may come. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up, because Peter says this. When it comes to judgment and Christ coming back, Peter said in, I believe, 1 Peter 4 Peter and 17, Peter said, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? And I want to answer that question, because many are kind of confused where the ungodly and the sinner will appear. Turn with me, and I want you all to read this. I read it very, very closely. To 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians. Let's begin. Let me see. With verse 5. Chapter 1, verse 5. Which is the manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may count it worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer. Seeing it is righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with an everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because of our testimony among you was believed in that day. Well, I want you to look at here in this scripture. When Jesus is coming back, he's coming back, first of all, in a flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. My listeners, if I was you, you need to get to know God in a personal way. Many of us do not want to know God in a personal way. Most of us want to listen when it comes to God. But if we do not know God in a personal way, there's no way when Jesus comes back that we are going home with him. And then he said that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my friends, if I was you, I will obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. When Brother
Amen.
Chris extend the invitation, I run to the nearest body of Christ and tell them, request from them that you be baptized. But the beautiful thing about it, friend, and I'm going to hasten to my close because I want Brother Chris to come in with a fine invitation. The beautiful thing about us being in the body of Christ, and I want to read closely, Brother Chris, because I think some of us, we don't read it right. And I know we don't read
okay.
it right. But turn with me to 1 Thessalonians. The chapter is 4. And the verse is, let me see here. Let's go to verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even to so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall, descend from heaven with a sound, with the voice of archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. So, for Christ, we read as this the first thing Christ's going to do. But it doesn't read like that. What it reads and what it says, that the first, that the dead in Christ shall
that's
rise
right.
first. Now, that's the first thing that's going to happen. The dead
that's
in
right.
Christ shall rise first. And the reason why I'm bringing this out, Brother Chris, because lots of people believe everybody's going to rise, and that's going to be a great resurrection of everybody. But this is not what the scripture says, does it? It says that Christ, that those that die where? In Christ, shall rise first. Now, the opposite side of that, Brother Chris, if you're not in Christ, will you rise? We be in the
right.
resurrection, even not in Christ. And then the
right.
next thing he's going to do is that then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. That's what's going to happen, my friend. If you're not in Jesus Christ, ain't no way you're going to be in the resurrection unless you get
right.
in the body of Christ. And now here's Brother Chris with the invitation telling you how to be or get into the body of Christ. Brother Chris.
Well, actually, the Apostle Paul had mentioned to the church in Rome by exhortation, he said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that
Man.
Grace may abound? God forbid, or God says no. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Just like Brother Oscar said, how are we going to get to heaven if we got sin in us? There's no possibility, because there is no flesh and blood going to enter into heaven, and nothing corrupt like sin. Know ye not that so many as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Verse 3, that Paul says, therefore, for that reason stated above, we are buried with him by baptism into death, like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. The newness of life is the result of being baptized for remission of sin. Being baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, being baptized to the death of your sins that we have repented of. We must repent of those sins, and when we repent and put those sins to death, then what you do with a dead person, you bury that person, Like as Christ was buried in a rocky tomb and rose on the third day after his crucifixion, we are buried in a watery grave of baptism for remission of sins. And just like as Christ was raised up by the glory of his Father in resurrection, even so we, when we come up out of the watery grave of baptism, we are raised in the newness or our good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ through our faith. For if we in verse 5 have been planted together in the likeness of Christ's death or his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, verse 6, our old man, that old sinful character, Brother Oscar, and our listening audience, has been crucified. We put him to death. We ain't trying to resurrect our old past life. We want to put that thing to death, that the body of sin may be destroyed, so that we can be ready for this coming you're talking about with Jesus Christ, and that henceforth we should not serve sin. And then drop down to verse 17 and 18 in Romans chapter 6, Paul advanced this even further. He says, God be thanked that ye were the... that you have obeyed that form of doctrine that was delivered to you, and now you become the servants of righteousness. So we are serving righteousness. We obey that form of, what's that form of doctrine? Tupos. It's the Greek pattern. It's that form that we have obeyed that doctrine, the death, burial, and resurrection, as mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, that Christ has historically died according to the Scriptures, was buried, and rose on the third day according to the Scriptures. We believe, we stand in it, we have obeyed it. Turn it back over to you, and you are in Christ because you have your past sins washed away by the blood in watery grave of baptism, and you are purchased by the blood of Christ.
Amen.
Acts chapter 20, verse 28, and 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through verse 20. We are washed, so we are changed. We are transformed because Christ has cleansed us up to serve him, the true and living God, in holiness and sanctification. Because without holiness, no man shall see the Lord, Brother Oscar, and our listening audience. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Chris, for that fine invitation. We hope our listeners that you heard him and that you go to the Church of Christ in your area and request to be baptized. All right. Now time for us to say goodbye. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, long be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the great message that we heard. We hope and pray that many will come to Christ, Father. And Father, we pray for our listeners. We pray that you be with each and every one of them. We pray that they have a wonderful, wonderful day. In Jesus' name,
amen.
We pray.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.
That's right.
As always, it was nice chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. Bye-bye.
Keep the faith.
And see you tomorrow. Yes, sir.